Morning Texas Tech. I'm Morgan Spruill, and this morning we'll talk about some of the big moments from last night's Grammy Awards, as well as some of the latest buzz coming out of Hollywood.
And I'm Kiara Powell. This weekend is the Bowl, which is oh so super. Today we'll bring you a few of our favorite game day recipes, as well as tips on how to save for those big bowl parties.
And I'm Kevin Wade. Today is the gubernatorial debate for the great state of Texas. We'll be taking a look at the role public relations plays in politics. But first, check out today's KTXT news and weather.
A Texas woman's family is preparing for her funeral after their very public battle overtaking the brain-dead pregnant woman off life support came to an end. Marlise Munoz was removed from life support over the weekend, and her body was released to her husband. 33-year-old Munoz was about 22 weeks pregnant and had been on life support since Thanksgiving against her family's wishes. Attorneys for the family had said the fetus Munoz was carrying was distinctly abnormal and probably wouldn't survive outside the womb. National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden says the U.S. government wants to kill him. The former NSA contractor told a German TV network Sunday that U.S. government officials want to assassinate him for leaking secret documents about the agency's collection of phone records and emails. Snowden also claimed during the interview that the U.S. is spying on industrial targets around the globe. Royal Caribbean says a 10-day cruise is ending 2 days early after more than 600 people came down with a nasty gastrointestinal illness. The Explorer of the Seas will return to its home port of Cape Liberty, New Jersey on Wednesday. The cruise line is promising the entire ship will be thoroughly scrubbed down and passengers will be compensated for their shortened trip. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Hope everyone got out and enjoyed that mild weekend weather today. We're back in the deep freezer temps this morning in the upper teens to lower 20s. Wind chills between 0 and 10. A frigid start to our Monday. Not much better this afternoon. Temps hopefully in the mid-20s by lunch, topping out around 30 degrees this afternoon. Plenty of clouds, maybe a few snow flurries, but not expecting any accumulation with all the very dry air in place. Dry air allows temps to plummet overnight tomorrow morning in the single digits. I'm Cutter Martin for the Raider.
Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, January 27th, 8:02 right now, and 24 degrees outside.
Oh, it feels even colder than that.
Oh, my gosh. This poor older lady outside, we were getting off the bus, and she was like sprinting full speed, like faster than I was to get into the building. It was so cute. She's just like, yeah.
I'm sure she felt very cute.
I know. Sure she did. She looked like a little marshmallow, like one of those, someone that has so much stuff on. I was just like, you must be from somewhere warm.
Like Christmas Story, can't put her arms down.
Yeah, and she is actually from Puerto Rico, which kind of interesting story. This weekend, a Puerto Rico judge's son was convicted of murder.
Bummer.
He killed his wife in their home in a suburb in Puerto Rico. Justice was served, though, I guess.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of a downer to start the current events.
I know.
That's all right. Hey,
Valentine's Day is coming up, too. So
how is that related?
Those two things do not tie into each other.
It sounded like you were trying to relate
them. Not even
them.
A little bit.
Oh, good grief. Hey, I've got an interesting little thing. Did you know that social media could be sassy? Actually, Facebook. It was funny.
Can be sassy?
Can be sassy. There was a, as well as Ivy League colleges, there was a study from Princeton that Google search trends depicted that Facebook would lose 80% of its users by 2017. Like, it used some ridiculous algorithm to show that, like, Facebook was going to crash terribly. So, Facebook fights back. It was a data scientist, Mike Develin, decided to use similar methods to give Princeton a taste of its own medicine. It looked at, like, the amount of their tenured professors being published or searched and stuff like that, and predicted that Princeton would be at zero enrollment by 2021.
Oh, my
Lord.
It was pretty funny. So just, they're fighting back and forth. He said that enrollment will be cut in half by 2018 and that there would be no one going to Princeton by 2021. So I just think it's funny. It's a little pointless, both of those studies, but I just find it hilarious that, you know, two big institutions like that are, you know, doing that kind of thing with each other.
Yeah. What do you have, Kira?
Okay, so there is a poker player in Atlantic City who's facing criminal charges after he apparently tried to flush millions of dollars worth of counterfeit chips down the toilet.
Oh, whoa. My gosh. I always wondered how those people, you know, how do you walk around with all those chips?
With all the counterfeit chips, yeah.
Millions of dollars of chips.
Crazy. It's like drug smuggling. You swallow them.
Oh,
no, I have actually no idea.
I was going to say, I don't think that is a wise decision. But if you insist, okay.
Yeah, that, oh my gosh. See, I've always wondered about that. You always think about, you know, people counting cards and stuff like that. But it seems like it would not be that hard to counterfeit, like, chips.
Yeah.
So.
What's the details,
Kira? He was staying in an Atlantic City hotel, and he has since checked out and moved to a budget motel a few blocks away. I'm sure he did. And then so the plumber comes in and is trying to fix this toilet and finds all of these chips, which is the source of the clogging. And so officials come in. They discovered $800,000 worth of counterfeit chips had been played and made the decision to suspend the tournament which he was playing in. The guy's been arrested and charged with rigging a public contest and other charges. So...
Moral of the story,
don't
flush your chips.
Well, this is the thing. I have only ever gambled once. I went to New Mexico with a friend, and she wanted to go to a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so strict about chips leaving the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
how you put them on there.
Yes, how you put them on there, where they come from. Which I only had $20. I mean, so clearly.
Like, high roller.
And once that was gone, I'm done. I'm not a gambler for sure. But I'm not really sure how you get away with $800,000.
That's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. He's probably wearing a fat suit and then just like stuffing him in the fat suit.
I don't know.
See, my brain is just going crazy thinking of the ways he did this, but I'm gonna stop because they just keep getting weirder and weirder. Anywho, I got something else. This is a cool app. You know, I like my weird technology. An app called Glasses Off promises in the near future to eliminate the need for reading glasses.
Yeah, and so mom and dad, look out for that.
Yeah, check that out.
This will get
the elderly population into this new technology. No, I don't know, but it's actually really cool. It's not like anything with the screen. Like I thought originally it'd be something with the screen where it like does something 3D or makes you like that. No, it's actually training your brain to actually see better. One of the scientists behind it says, you know, it's not your eyes that see, it's your brain that sees, and your eyes just kind of help that out. So what this app does is it actually uses like split second, almost subliminal training. It's very complicated. I read the whole thing and it made no sense to me, but it actually trains your eyes to see better.
Huh, so it's almost like luminosity, but it helps your eyes as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so they say the app is actually quite expensive. It costs $60, but it promises that it will be more than worth its money. And it could also have implications for, you know, helping athletes and other people who need higher depth perception. It could help children with their reading skills. It's actually pretty cool. So we will see where that goes.
So I have a question for y'all too. Have y'all ever had a professor here? We don't have to say any name specific or anything like that. That is tenure, but you don't, in your personal opinion, do not think that they deserve to be tenure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's something that students could do. Right now there is a lawsuit that public school students brought on to ban bad teachers. They say huge national debate going on. 9 public school students in California are suing the state over its laws governing teacher tenure, seniority, and other protections they say keep bad educators in the classroom. So, you know.
Well, I support that because I think when I have had teachers like that, they kind of, their job is secure. They no longer have to try. So it's not your education is not necessarily their priority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're kind of at a standstill. What are you supposed to do? I mean, I'm paying to go here. I need to pass this class. But you're still the teacher. So
yeah,
I really don't have much.
And I really think it's funny when you're sitting in a class, and I've heard this one or two times, and they're like, well, I have tenure, so I'm not, you know, worried about this. And then they go on about this like huge rant or something that they probably, someone that was, did not have tenure,
like,
would get
not
in trouble
do,
for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I do think that they kind of take it for maybe not for granted necessarily, but they do, what's the word I'm trying to say, Kevin? Like... They use it to their advantage.
They're comfortable. It makes them more comfortable. Yeah, I had a professor who was kind of cynical about the whole thing. They said, when I was asking, like, so what does, like, tenure mean? And they just went, more work. Like, oh he's like, that's gosh. All it means. So well, he was a little cynical about it, but.
I don't know if I feel like it means more work, but. Sure. I mean, I'm not a teacher. I don't have tenure, so.
Yeah. Well, what do y'all think about the already threats going on about for the Winter Olympics in Russia?
Oh, goodness. They've been talking about this for a while, and there's been people that says we're not worried at all, and there's people that say I'm not even going to go anywhere near there. And it's, I don't really know what to think, I guess. I mean, because there's all these different things. There's credible sources and non-credible sources saying that it's a danger zone and there's not a danger zone. And what is the latest? I know you have an article pulled up here.
Well, a Pentagon official says that the Navy is going to anchor two warships in the Black Sea near Sochi, just in case Americans needed to be evacuated because of terrorist threats. So obviously, they think it's, I don't know, a big enough story or a big enough rumor to set the necessary, you know, precautions aside. And so, in my opinion, I think that's great. You never know. These people are sick in the head. They could, you know what I mean? Like, anybody who doesn't... like necessarily know someone personally or anything and would do a mass killing like this is just sick in the head. So you have to take the necessary precautions to make sure that, you know, these people that are going there to represent our country, represent other countries around the world are safe. So.
Yeah, and I think you're right. They're really doing a good job of making sure they're letting everyone know, hey, look, these are going to be precautions we're going to put without freaking everyone out. Mm-hmm. They're like this is not, these are just precautions. We're going to do what's necessary to keep everyone at the Olympics safe. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it without, you know, without taking away from the spotlight of the Olympics and, you know, the global phenomenon that it is.
Yeah. Kira, what do you think? You always are looking into news, international and stuff like
this. I kind of feel like with any major event, the threat of a terrorist attack always kind of comes alongside that. So you're taking a risk no matter what, because people are just unpredictable and there's no way to foresee, you know what
exactly.
I mean? They can only do so much. So
do y'all have any favorites this year? I know there's a lot of women out there, some really great athletes that are, I don't know, going to hopefully win, but any favorites?
I really don't this year.
All right.
I really don't this year. I mean, like, I just love the Winter Olympics, period. They're my favorite. I love winter. I love skiing. I love all that stuff. So I'm excited. I'm going to be watching constantly.
Well, Kira, you might be excited. Katy Perry and John Mayer, it's rumored that they had a secret wedding in Hawaii, and she is pregnant.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe
it. You don't believe it?
See, no, because I think rumors run rampant with John and Katie.
That was very good alliteration.
One of her friends reportedly gave Life and Style this information.
Life and Style.
See, yeah.
If it was coming from people, I might believe it a little bit more.
Life and Style.
Well, I just thought it was kind of interesting. You know, the other day I was talking about how John Mayer probably, in my opinion, shouldn't be with her, but if they're happy, but you know, if they're happy and all of that, cool deal. But we will find out in time, I guess,
if that's true.
If this information is true or not. Last night, the Grammys, did y'all watch?
Yeah. I actually watched a bunch of stuff on YouTube after the Grammys.
Did you?
So you didn't really watch the Grammys,
no,
is what you're saying.
Were you at work, Kira?
I was at work, and then I went to eat at Cap Rock, and they were showing the one before this, they just basically were having fun. It's like a fake game. With all the best. The Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't there a Beyonce commercial in the middle of that was supposed to be really good or something?
I wasn't really paying attention. I asked what it was, and then they told me, and I said, oh, so they're just... It's like a fake game. Mm-hmm. They're just showing off their skills.
Much,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Interesting.
Well, the performances were pretty good. My two favorite were probably Pink, which I'm not a huge fan of her music, honestly, but I thought she did a great performance. It was obviously live, which is more than, you know, Britney Spears can say or anything like that.
Yeah, more than a lot of entertainers can say these days.
Yeah, but it was live. It was really great. And then she did another song with Roos. What's his first name? He's more of an alternative singer.
I have no clue.
Did a song with him, pretty popular right now. And then Lorde, she came out getting a couple of awards, Song of the Year, and I believe Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Really crazy for someone who just, in my opinion, came out into the circuit and all of that. But hey, is she deserving? I can't say.
Don't know
what
I haven't really listened to her. But the big winners were Daft Punk, who came away with 5 Grammys.
Isn't that interesting?
it's really kind of cool, because here's the thing. They got Record of the Year for Get Lucky, Album of the Year for Random Access Memories, and for all 5, they did not utter a single word
full-on robot costumes.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
And they didn't say anything?
Well, they had, like, everyone talked for them. Like, Pharrell Williams, who they did a track with. Yeah, they did Get Lucky with him. And everyone else did their acceptance speeches for them, which, I mean, seems weird, but that's Daft Punk's thing. Daft Punk doesn't speak. They don't show who they actually are. It's just kind of their thing. They dress up in the same outfits. They did wear tuxedos last night.
Would it change your opinion if you knew who they were?
I like
them less.
I kind of like the
mystery.
Oh,
really
these
cool.
guys are so crazy.
So
in a world where everybody, if you're famous for anything, you want people to know
exactly. That's
what you're famous for, and you know this whole allure about it. And
yeah,
I don't know. I think it's kind of humbling to think. I don't know. They are so popular, and yet they don't really care.
So, like with the mascots, don't unveil the mascots.
Exactly.
Kind of. Yes.
Well,
exactly.
They're stepping off. Yeah, they're letting
so
their music
strange.
Speak for them. Their music and their image. They do
Got
have a
it.
Huge image. So,
they
on
do.
One hand, it could be that they're just being humble and they're backing off and, you know, letting their music speak for it. But they also have that image to maintain of this quiet, mysterious robot duo.
The quiet, mysterious robot duo with the loudest music I've ever heard. Got
Let
it.
Us know what you think or what your favorite part of the Grammys last night was. You can tweet us at the Raider 88.1, and also let us know on Facebook at the Raider 88.1 what you thought or what your favorite part of the Grammys was. We'd love to know.
And actually, I had my favorite part of the Grammys was nothing that we've talked about yet. I am a huge heavy metal fan.
Oh, Lord. So you would, the Paul McCartney, was that your favorite?
No, it was Metallica.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about, so Metallica?
Did you
perform.
Say Paul McCartney was a heavy metal?
No, I was just I didn't know where
rock.
He was going with it, so I just kind of threw it out there.
Well, I was headed to Metallica,
Beatles fan, you know.
Which was, it was really cool. So Metallica performed one of their songs at the very first Grammys that they ever went to, and they performed the same song last night, but a little bit different. Long, who's actually an incredible concert pianist, my brother's obsessed with him, but he likes classical
name?
Music.
One more time?
Long, it's spelled Lang Lang.
Long.
L-A-N-G, that's his name. I don't know if it's his name or if it's his performance name, but it was really cool. It was the weirdest mix of, like, classical piano and heavy metal. I mean, it was pretty cool. And a lot of people think, because the first time Metallica went to the Grammys, they lost Rock Metal Album of the Year to Jethro Tull, who, you know, has flute, a classical instrument, as one of their main instruments. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of a nod to that and embracing the classical side of rock and roll and heavy metal. So it was pretty cool. Go check it out on YouTube if you get a chance. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Well, cool. Huh.
You guys don't really know what to think about that, do you?
I'm trying to imagine, you know, how it went in my head, but I just can't put 2 and 2 together.
It
so.
Was kind of weird. I mean, at one point, James Hetfield had his giant guitar and was, like, standing right over the piano and just, like, shredding in this piano player's face, and that was a little weird. I'm like, back up, give him some space.
Well, you know what I thought was kind of was you hear all the time in the media how Lorde, she is making fun of, like, Selena Gomez and all of these artists, American artists, and saying that they lyrically and, you know, talent, they don't have any talent and all this kind of stuff. Last night when she went up to receive her award, she thinks all these artists like Katy Perry and, you know, just these, like, random ones that were there at the award ceremony. Miley Cyrus was absent, so of course she didn't, you know, want to say thanks, Miley.
I can't believe Miley didn't get an invite to perform.
Right?
That's weird.
Well, you know what
so
I read
strange.
Was that she didn't need to be there because Beyonce's performance was just as scandalous as anything that she would perform. You know, honestly, I like Beyonce. I really do. But It's, in my opinion, it's kind of true, but nobody gives Beyonce the type of stuff, you know, and of course, Beyonce keeps it. She, girl, look at her outfit. Don't even. Sure, Miley's have been worse, but.
They are worse. So that's, I just don't think that they're in the same league of scandalous. I'm going to be really honest. I mean, Beyonce with her music videos, yes, I think sometimes it goes a little bit far, especially because she's a mom. And maybe that's just me being prejudiced against her being a mom, but.
Well, at least you're honest.
I am honest. When you, I think when you're a parent, you need to set a good example. And you up there in barely clothed is probably not the example I'd want to set for my daughter. But I just think it's a different. I think Miley is pushing the envelope, not necessarily to be creative, but to just see, you know, how far can I push it and how much can I shock you? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shock value there.
Yes, yes. Well, coming up, we have Beautiful Things by the Lawrence Arms. And when we return, we'll talk more about the Grammys and something that made history last night. So enjoy. Beautiful Things by the Lawrence Arms.
That was a great song.
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, so last night at the Grammys, Queen Latifah married 34 gay couples.
She didn't literally marry them. Well, she performed their ceremonies, correct?
Well, yeah, but she actually went and got the license to, what is it called, ordained license,
yeah.
To be able to do that. So I don't know if that was technically, I mean, obviously not, because you go to the courthouse, you get your license, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think she, you know, in the eyes of what they would assume.
I think it's very strange.
It is. I have the same kind of opinion on it. I almost think that they were taken, not advantage of, but they wanted to use that in order to get more ratings and to, you know, kind of make a statement, in my opinion. Yeah. And if I was someone that was getting married there, I would kind of be a little upset that they made such a big to-do about it. It almost, I wish they would have maybe kept it more on the down low and maybe, you know what I mean, or something. Like,
well, did they promote it heavily before it happened? Or, I mean, I don't remember hearing anything about it.
No,
I mean, I think they probably thought like, hey, look, this is like a hot button issue. Mm-hmm. So I figured they might do something like that. Mm-hmm. That was kind of, I think they were trying to surprise everyone. They were trying to shock everyone.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to use it as publicity. I really think they were.
I do too. And because they did it to the song Same Love by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, okay, my gosh.
So I just think they made a big to-do about it just for publicity reasons. And in my opinion, I don't think that's very noble of them, but, you know,
but
whatever.
I mean, the people had to be okay with
exactly
ceremonies happening the way that they did. And if you agreed to go along with it, then you're okay with it. So,
yeah,
but I think all you're hearing on today's, you know, news, on entertainment news, all of these shows and stuff is how great it was and what a day in history it will make. And
because 34 people got married at the same time.
During an award. They were
They were gay and straight couples.
This article that I read was just saying that they were 34 gay couples.
We needed it.
But you know what? I did remember seeing, I think, one couple, a woman and a male, and I believe they were Queen Latifah's friends that just wanted to, I don't know, join along for the ride or something. But I remember her saying in a post-Grammy interview that she was really excited because she got to do that for one of the couples, which were her friends. And so I think that was maybe the couple that you saw. Mm. But kind of crazy.
It's nuts. Well, hey, what do you guys think? That question was not worded properly. So all Grammys, I have my own issue with kind of the Grammys and kind of how mainstream
awards
it's gotten.
In general, yeah.
And with all that stuff and all the people that win. I want to know, what is your guys' favorite music from this past year that's come out? Like favorite album, favorite artist? What have you guys been listening to? What do you guys enjoy?
Hard?
Let's have our own little Grammys right here.
No. Because you know what? I don't listen to a lot of what's on the radio.
Yeah, I don't.
Me neither.
Because I listen to my iPod all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
So if I like it, then I buy it.
All right. So what have you liked? Come on, Kira.
Oh,
give us a little insight into your music
taste. I thought Katy Perry should have won. I do like her new, this is kind of embarrassing to say, her new Dark Love single. I think that's great. Kind of different than what she normally does, and she didn't win anything, and I thought maybe she would have won for that. I also do like Bruno Mars, not necessarily his whole, I don't think that he should have won album because I don't like all of the songs on his album, but there's a couple that are kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah,
I really like Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, okay.
Love her
I could see that
singing ability and her lyrics, I think,
very talented.
So beautiful.
Both.
She's so talented.
Yeah. And you know what's so sad is she probably will never get a Grammy Award,
which I think is absurd because she writes, she sings, she performs, and she's awesome in all areas of that.
She just doesn't have the star power to get, you know, the Grammy nod almost.
It's not, her songs aren't necessarily poppy enough.
They can't go mainstream. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to really love the lyrical quality of her music, and if you don't enjoy that, then...
And it's music that, you know, you can pay attention to, and that if you really enjoy it, you should listen to it for what it is, not just have it on into the background. Yeah. Actually listen to the lyrics.
CDs I can have on repeat for forever.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she's not the only artist that'll ever happen to, but, you know, it's not like we, you know, decide that. Like, you know, we choose who the president is, blah, 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 nothing like that. So.
Hey, we're in the media. We do, but that's a conversation. Mm-hmm. That's all existential and stuff. Anyway.
Here is news and weather. So
I'm always
Monday.
Shocked by myself, even though. A Texas woman's family is preparing for her funeral after their very public battle over taking the brain-dead pregnant woman off life support came to an end. Marlise Munoz was removed from life support over the weekend and her body was released to her husband. 33-year-old Munoz was about 22 weeks pregnant and had been on life support since Thanksgiving of last year, against the wishes of her family. Attorneys for the family had said the fetus Munoz was carrying was distinctly abnormal and probably wouldn't survive outside the womb. National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden says the U.S. government wants to kill him. The former NSA contractor told a German TV network Sunday that U.S. government officials want to assassinate him for leaking secret documents about the agency's collection of phone records and emails. Snowden also claimed during the interview that the U.S. is spying on industrial targets around the globe. Royal Caribbean says a 10-day cruise is ending 2 days early after more than 600 people came down with a nasty gastrointestinal illness. The Explorer of the Seas will return to its home port of Cape Liberty, New Jersey on Wednesday. The cruise line is promising the entire ship will be thoroughly scrubbed down and passengers will be compensated for their shortened trip. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Hope everyone got out and enjoyed that mild weekend weather today. We're back in the deep freezer temps this morning in the upper teens to lower 20s. Wind chills between 0 and 10. A frigid start to our Monday. Not much better this afternoon. Temps hopefully in the mid-20s by lunch, topping out around 30 degrees this afternoon. Plenty of clouds, maybe a few snow flurries, but not expecting any accumulation with all the very dry air in place. Dry air allows temps to plummet overnight tomorrow morning in the single digits. I'm Cutter Martin for the Raider.
All righty, Monday morning, 8:31 a.m.
I just want Cutter to know I don't appreciate his forecast.
Yes, Cutter, why can't you just say that it's going to be like 75 and sunny? Like,
oh, I wish. I can't wait for the warmth.
He's always like, not much better in the afternoon. That makes me feel great.
So wonderful. I went home over the weekend, and I was expecting to need a jacket because I was wearing a strapless shirt. And not strapless.
Ooh,
sleeveless
girl.
Shirt. Wow. No, I'm not that scandalous. I'm not Beyonce. Sorry. And so I walk outside, and it's the most awesome weather. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking,
this is great.
Did I go to another country?
Right. Yesterday was beautiful, beautiful.
Did I sleep through to the spring?
But, so, Kevin, you might know this. So they now are not moving the Super Bowl due to weather. I heard that it could come early, it could come late. So now they know for sure it is going to be
on that day. That was a big thing. It's like, is it going to get dumped on? Or are we going to get snowed? Because that whole area was getting tons of snow. And they thought, are they going to play it if it does snow? Mm-hmm. No, it's this weekend.
When I was watching the Pro Bowl, they were showing clips of people cleaning the stadium where they're going to play. You just saw people going down and clearing the snow out of the seats.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to
they're
make
just like,
it.
No,
where,
we're going to do it, whether there's snow or not.
There is not enough money to make me sit out where it's snowing to watch a football game.
Well, you know, it's still going to be absolutely packed. You're going to have all the crazy fans bundled up like a Christmas story. And
some guy with no shirt painted up.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be. It's not going to be one guy. There's going to be like 100 guys that do that. And they're going to,
That's why I think this segment is going to be really great. For all the people who aren't going and would rather have a Super Bowl party
Good
or something
segue.
Like that, we have some great tips and, I don't know, just some favorite game day recipes, stuff like that for your Super Bowl.
Mm. Well, my favorite game day recipe is called takeout.
Yeah.
Well, if you are, I don't know, if you don't have any idea what you're going to make, go onto Pinterest, type in Super Bowl food, and there are so many recipes, super easy, really creative. Really great stuff, but a lot of them are decorated like footballs, of course. But they also have, mini crescent dogs where you just take, those crescent rolls from Pillsbury and put up a little weenie, and there's you a little.
I'm going to do that pizza roll thing right there. That pizza roll thing.
Yeah.
This is cool. So you take like
the same thing, the crescent.
Yeah, the crescent. They come out in like little pizza shaped things, but then you literally just put pepperoni and cheese in the middle and then roll it all together.
Exactly.
That's genius.
These
little
are perfect
pizza bites.
For guys, y'all. So seriously, don't be embarrassed that you're going on a Pinterest for these recipes because they're
awesome.
Just
invade your girlfriend's Pinterest.
You'll love
something.
It.
Just sneak on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's cool. The entire plate. You always see this as an entire platter shaped like a football stadium. That's always on.
Yeah, they have Rice Krispie treats as like the outline, and then they have like two kinds of fries on the sides, and then they have like I believe that sausage or something for the goalpost, and I don't know, just these crazy creative things. You don't have to go. Obviously, this far.
Go
but,
that far. It's awesome. I'm going to go that far now. No, definitely not. If someone else wants to go that far to feed me, I'd be happy.
Do y'all have parties? Kira, do you ever go to a Super Bowl party? Or Kevin, what do y'all do?
I normally don't. Last year, I think I watched it by myself. No, that's not true. Two years ago when I lived in my back house, my shack in the back house, I had a pizza delivered from Papa John's. And
don't they give you like half off or something on Super Bowl day or something?
No.
Some crazy
any kind of deal.
I wish. But yeah, I love, I'm really involved with Campus Crusade here on campus, and we always have a massive Super Bowl party. I think last year we had a huge party at my buddy's house. We had like three or four televisions, like one television in the kitchen, one in the backyard, one in the living room, and one was like a 90-inch projector. Mm-hmm. We had seven couches and 60 people. Like, it was insane. It was almost too much. Like, I love big parties, but, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, on Pinterest as well, you can type in Super Bowl party, and it will come up with tons of easy and obviously cheap decoration ideas, stuff like that. They have a do-it-yourself football field party table. You can use that for, you know, eating purposes or
purposes. The tips that I was listening to, it was saying that, you know, don't spend a lot of money on decorations. Mm-hmm. Look for coupons if you're going to buy groceries.
The dollar store,
yes.
Yeah.
Supermarket deals. Obviously, this week, there are going to be tons of ads of food that will be on sale. Just be smart shop. Shop smart.
Do y'all remember in like kindergarten and first grade how they made us do those little links with paper and you put the paper together.
Yeah.
You know, like before Christmas or something, you take a link off. They have that for Super Bowl. Like, just
and they're
really
all drawn like footballs.
Yeah, and they look like little footballs.
I just feel like that would take so much time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you need is a television and food.
That
television, food, and friends.
The cheapest way to do it? Potluck. Everybody bring their own.
Exactly.
I love that idea. I love that. Mm-hmm. And then you have a huge variety and you don't spend much, and I like that.
Every time someone says potluck, I'm like, all right, Kane's box it is.
I'm like, best dish. How can I make the best dish? And everyone would be like, oh, I love yours. And I'm like, yeah.
So I can totally see that from you, Morgan.
I'm very competitive.
Outshining everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you work on that?
Mine.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. I marinated it for 5 hours before all this stuff.
I killed the animal with my bare hands to make this ham.
But we will have some more for you when we come back. Here is Talking Backward by Real Estate.
Still in.
was Talking Backward by Real Estate.
So we were talking just before the break, and we kind of prefaced this at the beginning of the show about the gubernatorial race in Texas, and we were talking about just kind of politics in general, why you vote the way you vote, what these candidates have to do to...
Be elected,
or just be
show the image
of themselves. And it's kind of crazy. We're talking about all these candidates that run, and then when they write their speeches, there's all this protocol: smile, but don't smile too much. You don't want to be a crazy person, but you don't want to be boring. You have your tie picked for you. You have your jacket picked for you.
You don't want to seem
hairstyle.
You want to seem like you have a powerful stance, but not too aggressive. Don't go on the defense.
You got it. You have to appeal to both the working man and the CEO. You know, like that type of thing. You have the amount of scuff on your shoes picked for you. Your shoelace is tied a certain way. I don't know. I might be being cynical at this point.
But you are. I'm sure you're, you know, obviously right. They probably don't get to pick out too much on their own.
I mean, it's very interesting. But, like, what do you guys, what does any of that stuff really come off to you guys when you're looking at who to vote for, a candidate to pick? Like, what do you notice about that?
I mean, I think... I want to go off of the issues, the issues at hand, absolutely. But if the person doesn't seem like somebody who's very likable, somebody you trust with your, you know, running your state, no, I don't necessarily want you in office. It doesn't matter how, you know, awesome your stance on the issues is if I don't trust you as a voter. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm definitely issues because I'm not very... left, I'm not indefinitely right. I'm somewhere in the middle, I think. And
mix of both.
And I take, you know, and I think that's normal, but I'd go by the issues, and I don't really care what your tie color is or, you know, anything like that. I care more about how you carry yourself. When you're in a debate in something that's so, you know, probably it's nerve-wracking, and how you hold yourself in those, like, situations is what I look for.
So the image, not necessarily of, like, what you're wearing, but how you present yourself.
Exactly. If you're going on a rant and you're, you know, spitting and, like, you know, like, you can see
you're all hunched over
going towards
grabbing
the camera,
the podium.
Like, you're so upset about something, like... No, you're probably not going to do
like,
very
there, there
well.
There was like a video of a guy doing that. He was running for mayor, for governor, I don't know, but he goes off on like a rant and just freaks out and starts yelling. Who was that? It was about 6 months ago. And then, well, I don't remember. If I figure it out, I'll let you guys know on Wednesday.
Are you talking about the guy from Canada?
Was it? No.
No.
Not that. That's a whole new can of worms right there.
We're talking about the guy that does crack.
He did crack because he was too drunk.
Okay, that's what he says.
But anyway, I mean, with that whole appearance image, it is obviously very... very effective to the public, just the way these people look and the way that they appear. We were even going all the way back to the very first televised debate between
JFK and Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon and Kennedy, and everyone who heard it on the radio thought that Nixon won because his voice was very powerful and he spoke to the issues very pertinently, and then everyone who watched it on television just hands down JFK because he was prettier, he was, you know, more eloquent in a stance.
Wasn't sweating profusely.
So it's interesting. It really does make a difference. And they were obviously more
I think visual plays a
now,
lot more plays a bigger role in it than we give it credit for.
Yeah.
Oh,
because we are very
visual creatures.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if you're not liking what you're seeing and it's going to impact the way you vote, whether you think it does or not.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
I mean, and it's interesting, and we always big part of any election or any major election is the commercials that go along with it. And it's almost like bashing your opponent is just as big as a thing.
See, the negative commercials though have the reverse impact on me.
We learned
because
about
when I see the nastiness, it makes me think, okay, if that's, you're going to go below the belt, you're going to go there, I don't trust you already.
Exactly.
You know, and we talk about that here in the college, you know, we talk about things like that all the time, but, you know, this idea of PR and politics and the spin idea and distortion of things, and there's actually been studies conducted that found that these negative ads have a reverse effect than what you would think that they would, because, you know, just like Kira said, you know, you're going to go that low, and you don't give any hard evidence that this is, you know, exactly. So it's almost
like
you're wasting millions of dollars on this commercial, and you're not even giving the source, you know, or you're just trying to make people that are uneducated. Honestly, I really do truly believe they do this to make uneducated people, you know, really think twice or something.
Yeah.
It's always like this person could could have embezzled millions of dollars, and they might have.
Oh my gosh, Obama hit him so hard, but it worked, didn't it? I mean, a lot of the uneducated public really did. I mean, and who knows? I don't know him personally. He probably was, you know, this business guy that everyone was talking about, but still.
I don't know. But we will be broadcasting the debate tonight live here on KTXT at 8 o'clock. So make sure you tune in and listen. Hear their standpoints, and you won't get to see them. So you can make an opinionated and a decision, a well-informed decision, without necessarily having your visuals impact.
So this is where you need to be tonight, guys. Don't watch it. Just listen here. If you care about this great state of Texas, you will listen to KTXT.
Don't get swept in the visuals. You just listen to that radio, guys.
Anybody y'all are going for specifically? Or no
idea? I'm from New Mexico, so I have no stake in this election.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Kira?
You know what? I really like Wendy Davis. I won't lie about that, but I know we live in a very red state, and so I have not a lot of faith.
What
that
about
she's
these allegations
win.
Concerning her? About, do you think it's a big deal? You know, personally, I don't know if there's a big deal between 19 and 20. For those of you that don't really know what we're talking about, supposedly she lied under oath saying that she was 19 when she was single, a single mom, having to pay for law school. But now it's come to light that she was 21 years old. You know, does 19 to 21 really make a big difference? Or do you think it just makes, you know, voters question, well...
I don't know. Because I think sometimes, you know, you misspeak, things get... I can see that being an honest mistake. I can see it could be a lie. But, you know, I don't know...
I don't know.
It's all about the image thing. I think it was her just trying to squeeze a little bit more out of that backstory to try and get, not the sympathy, but yeah, that's kind of what it was for, like, who she was and where she'd been.
Well, you know, for women, it is kind of, you know, you got to throw things like that. But right now, we have Mummy Jets by Pretty and Nice. And when we come back, we'll have some trending topics for you. So...
They can't.
was Mummy Jets by Pretty and Nice. I always love these song names and these artist names. It's fantastic.
They're unusual, yeah. For sure.
So we have some tech activity board events for you going on this week and next week. If you're into poetry, there's a poetry slam tomorrow in the Sub-Matador Room from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
I don't mean to laugh at that. It sounds like a really interesting event.
And I know some people who have done that. It's apparently pretty cool. A lot of people coming up with their own original poetry and
reciting it. You know, some of their favorite poems or something like that. But Thursday night is Captain Phillips, the free movie. Yep. That's in the Estacado Theater.
Is it a late night movie?
It is a late night movie. You can go from 10 p.m. So pretty cool. They do 10 p.m. through Friday, January 31st, because it's probably going to end at 12.
It'll go in there. So that's what we've got this week. Next Wednesday, similar to the Poetry Slam, there is an open mic night. Those are always a lot of fun.
Kevin, you just missed something really important.
Oh, did I? Groundhog
Day is on Sunday.
We get to figure out whether we're going to freeze anymore.
Mm-hmm. Not really tech activity, but it is free, and you can celebrate that along with your Super Bowl.
You are free to celebrate that event.
I can guarantee you we're still not done with our freeze.
That would be so funny.
I'm the groundhog here right now.
People have groundhog day.
That groundhog's not even going to come out of his hole. He's be like, it's too cold. I'm staying in here. You guys decide how much winter you want. Good grief. But anyway, that open mic night is next Wednesday, 7 p.m. in the Sub Barnes & Noble. There is also a blood drive Thursday and Friday.
Do you get paid for participating in that?
In the blood drive?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
You have to go to the actual blood. This is just feeling good about yourself, Maureen.
Oh,
okay. Well, I'll go get paid for my blood.
That's a much, much more better way to feel better.
No, y'all, I did that one time and almost passed out. No lie.
Oh, my gosh.
But at 6 p.m. that same day, Thursday the 6th, something really interesting, mashed potato mash.
True. No, it's mashed potato masterpieces.
I'm sorry. I forgot the masterpieces.
Explain this to me.
It says, calling all artists, do you enjoy expressing yourself creatively in unusual ways? Do you enjoy competitions? Do you enjoy mashed potatoes? Well, we've got an event for you. Sign up your team of two at tab.ttu.edu and show us what you've got.
Obviously, their mothers never told them don't play with their food.
No, but I feel like, did tech order too much mashed potatoes or something?
And they're like, what are we going to do with these?
Okay, well, get creative, people.
These are about to go bad.
Like a mashed potato sandcastle type thing or something.
That's ridiculous. Fantastic.
So start practicing now.
Exactly.
No, don't practice now. You will never have a date again in your life.
Oh my gosh. Hey,
guess what I did this weekend?
What?
You're ridiculous.
Okay, well, later that night, 10 p.m., again, this is next Thursday, February the 6th, the Best Man Holiday will be playing again from 10 to 7. So
what's
we just wanted to update you. I have no idea, but just wanted to update
from
you.
From 10 to 7 where?
Same Estacado Theater, same place. But we just kind of wanted to give you a week ahead of time activities so you can plan. We know you won't be thinking
put it
much
on your calendar.
This weekend, do the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Stuff, but.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you have any awesome Super Bowl plans, you might have already said this, but let us know.
Yes.
Tweet us. Get us up on Facebook.
You might want to steal your ideas.
Yes.
It's the Raider881. Our Twitter handle, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Or hashtag.
Good job. Me, I don't know.
You know, one of the two.
Facebook.com/the Raider881 as well.
So hit us up. Let us know what you think. So what is trending on Pinterest other than Super Bowl junk?
Well, we've got the usual at-home facial mask that you can do.
And as usual, this is the point of the show where I check out completely.
Oh, peanut butter Cheerio treats.
All right, I'm back on.
All right, here we go. Let's see what this is all about. Basically, you get some Cheerios and corn syrup, white sugar, vanilla, and peanut butter. Those all together, pour them over the Cheerios, make little balls out of them, and you're good to go. Supposedly, it's supposed to be really good. Pinterest Jordan Hansen really likes them.
That sounds very fattening.
It's like Rice Krispie treats, but with Cheerios. Like, I'm always thinking, like, what could you throw in Rice Krispie treats? Like, I know that in the market down there, they make them sometimes with, like, Captain Crunch, like, in the middle. Oh, so good.
When I went home this weekend, I was planning on cooking, but never got around to it.
Oh my gosh, y'all. We can't tell you what I just saw on Pinterest, but really funny. Really, really funny.
You guys need to go to the trending page and look that up yourself.
Did you guys do anything exciting this weekend?
Yeah, I built a table.
Did you?
What?
I did. Well, okay.
That's
okay.
Something
okay.
You could find
so
on Pinterest.
So my buddy, like my buddy's house, has like a super janky little table, like in their living room, and they needed a dining room table. So we spent the whole weekend building like a big old picnic table, like for their living room. It was awesome. It cost us about $60 of just like the scrap wood from Home Depot. Yeah. We go to Home Depot, buy the cheapest stuff. Took us Friday night, Saturday, and a little bit of Sunday morning, and we had this giant table. And so yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Do it yourself.
What about you, Morgan?
Oh, nothing much. Just kind of did laundry and hung around. We got paid on Friday, so I got to do a little shopping. I got some shoes. DSW, for all you girls out there, DSW is having a huge sale. These shoes are like regular, like $109, and I got them on sale for $12.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, it was a steal.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so y'all better go before the sale ends. That's all I got to say. Anyways, I went out on Saturday night with some friends. That was pretty fun. Bunch of creepers in Lubbock, but hey, you know,
that's
them
the way
anywhere.
It goes,
you get them
right?
anywhere.
But I went home and had the most tense lunch with my family that I have had in a really long time. No one spoke the entire meal.
Wow. Was there cell phones in the middle of the table? No.
Was it just, there were no phones.
Was there like staring? Was it just kind of like looking around?
Nope. We were at a restaurant and we were definitely the family that everyone was like, they hate each other. It is awesome to eat with them. And I just kept thinking, can I go home? Can I go back to Lubbock now? Oh. Are we done with this meal? I can barely eat.
Well, now you're back here. You're with us. Yeah. Good morning, Texas Tech. We will be your family.
Well, I just love situations like that. You go home, and my brother's mad at me. He's mad at my dad. My dad's mad at my brother. You know, and so it's just like, well.
It's a huge chain.
I'm just going to sit here, and I don't have much to say because it's just going to make it worse. I'd make an awkward joke, but. I don't want someone to stab me with their knife.
I feel like it's almost like a movie situation. Like, does stuff like that actually happen in real life? Like the totally awkward, silent family lunch?
It does.
Okay.
And it did.
Yeah.
Well, trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter. Kind of crazy to say. Anyways, we have Taylor Swift, of course. We have Grammys. No duh. Juan Mata. I don't know who he is, but you're trending, buddy. And we got Send Me Oreo. So I guess Oreo apparently had something really cool and they're trending. But anyways, thanks for joining us on Monday on Good Morning Texas Tech. Join us anytime, 8 to 9, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And
yeah, thanks for dropping by.
Struggle bass a little bit this morning.
Just struggling. But
maybe we'll be more awake Wednesday. Tune in to find out.
Mm-hmm.